July 8. Come quickly, Lord, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. 1 Peter 4:7. The end is near, and we must be prepared for what we will have to meet. Our lives must be hid with Christ in God. We need the education of the Holy Spirit. It is our privilege to be cheerful. At times I have been tempted to feel a depression of soul as I see how blind and mistaken many of our brethren are. It makes my heart ache to think of the men who are unsettled and who have lost their bearings. May the Lord work to remove the cloud of uncertainty, that truth and righteousness may prevail. It seems scarcely possible that the power of deception can be so strong. I pity these men, but the impressions they have made on other minds is so strong that it makes me tremble. A stormy future is before us, but we have with us one who is mighty to prevail. At times, as I see a cloud in the sky, I involuntarily exclaim, "Come, Lord Jesus, and come quickly." Such times as this will reveal character. I long to see the deceptive power of the enemy broken, but we will not let our faith fail. The only comfort I find is to look beyond this conflict and see the final triumph, the glory of God reflecting brightness on the overcomers. Prophecy points out the sure result of the conflict, and by faith we may see it. I long to realize the experiences opened before me in the visions the Lord has given to me. The restraining power of the Spirit of God is being withdrawn from the earth. Our work must be done quickly. We must put forth every effort in our power to save souls from death. Soon the Lord God of heaven will set up his kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. Now is the time for us to develop a pure heavenly character. The work will increase more and more in earnestness and intensity until the end. We need an increase of faith. We must watch unto prayer. For weeks I have been as a cart beneath sheaves, not because I have the least question regarding the work God has given me to do, nor because of any desire to shun the responsibilities he has placed upon me, but my heart aches for those who are walking in the blindness of error, who have lost their discernment, and who cannot distinguish truth from error. Letter 226, July 8, 1906, to Elder G.I. Butler, a longtime associate in the work and president of the Southern Union Conference.